Hey, everybody, welcome to Download Youth Ministry web show / podcast.
Yes, it is.
Episode 291, brought to you by the very fine people of Orange.
Orange.
Go to Orange Leaders on Twitter.
They have so many domains. It could be thinkorange.com, theorangeconference.com.
DougLovesXP3.com.
Exactly. I know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
speaking of
that.
Doug, that's me, Doug Fields,
Hi, my friend, Doug.
And co-partner. Co-partner? Right. Co-founder.
We're just friends, but thank you.
I feel like Josh Griffin, senior pastor extraordinaire.
Yes, sir.
Creator of the Supertones. Have you ever heard of the Supertones?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He started that.
I know. That's a huge deal.
So you're speechless over it.
Yeah.
And
Hillary, back for a second show. We evaluated her after the first show and said, come back.
You know
first
what?
First they said, sit over there.
You did all right. We don't have really anybody else here, so you're in.
Yeah.
It's such
Sorry,
an
Elliot,
honor.
That was not meant
it
to be a slight
honor. It is such an honor.
Yeah. Anyway, we are back. We have a good show plan. I should probably start the clock.
And we're back.
Oh.
Jason.
Yes.
We really didn't talk on our last show about your trip to Israel.
Yeah.
How long were you there for? Because I felt like
2 weeks.
I felt like I liked about 99 Instagrams. You went a little Instagram happy.
Not true.
Okay.
One a day.
You liked 14 Instagrams.
On Facebook, I did huge posts.
Yeah, I don't do Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook. That's kind of old.
That's old people.
Cool. But it was amazing.
It's a senior pastor.
We had an incredible time. It was my first time in Israel, which was phenomenal. And it's kind of like, it's one of those things you hear about it from so many people.
Yeah, it's in the Bible.
A few people.
It's been around for a long time.
Israel. Oh, okay. And you hear about these places, and you hear about like how these amazing experiences, and you got to go. And it's, I've always been like, yeah, I do want to go one day. But boy, when we got there, I'm telling you, every place we went to, it was drinking out of a fire hydrant. It was overwhelming.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah, a little bit.
Did you have a falafel?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Lots of falafel. Yeah. And
filled with falafel.
Doug has been sick, and it's just gross.
Yeah.
Very.
It's gross. Sorry.
Back to Israel.
So what was your favorite moment? What was the moment that's like the crowning moment, the moment of glory in the whole trip?
Too hard to say. And I get so frustrated with people that say,
the garden
what was your favorite?
The Garden of Gethsemane.
What's your favorite? And people can't say, But then I came back.
The Temple Mount?
I talked to my kids. There were five places that just like blew me away.
All right, pick one of those and that'll be it.
I can't do it. But we worshipped at night under the stars on this wooden boat. I got to lead worship for our group of 50, and it was powerful.
You took 50 from your church?
18 from our church. We went with two other churches combined,
And on the Sea of Galilee.
On the Sea of Galilee, under the stars, and we're singing Oceans. It was like,
And you're like, it's perfect, except it's a sea, and it's not really an ocean, but it's close enough.
It was perfect, and then now.
But it was just so great. And then, you know, the next day we're on the beach from John 21, where, you know, Jesus asked Peter, do you love me three times?
He was cooking breakfast for you. You found a coin in the mouth.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
Seeing Armageddon, seeing the Temple Mount, seeing the Garden of Gethsemane, phenomenal. So every pastor, youth leader, make it on your list. Yeah.
And do you have a link with like a commission that you can get as well?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
You know what? Here's the deal. If you go to APU, all that stuff's included.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that real?
I was going to say, is that true?
Yeah, you got to go to poke around on the website.
Go to apu.edu and find out for yourself.
Yeah.
But
every education gets a free trip to Israel.
People say you'll never read the Bible the same, right?
Yeah.
When you come back. And it's so true. This morning I'm reading John 6 and I'm like, I went there. Yep, I saw that. That's exact word.
How about John 5? Did you go to the Pool of Bethesda?
I did.
Did you?
How about Matthew 11? Did you heal a blind man? I don't know.
It's not in Matthew 11. That's the woes. And we went to the cities that the woes were at.
Pastor,
yes, we did.
The senior pastor.
I'm telling you.
Hey,
we were at these cities.
Did you hear a rooster crow three times?
Oh, my gosh. We're at that place where the rooster crowed. And a rooster crowed.
There's an app for that.
Someone's just pushing it.
It was unbelievable. I'm not joking. It was amazing.
Very cool.
We're sitting there where, you know, Peter denied Jesus at Caiaphas' house and a rooster crowed. It was like, this is really weird. And they put a rooster on top of the St. Peter's church there, which is kind of like,
Yeah, animal cruelty is what that is.
I mean, if you were Peter, would you want a rooster on top of your
That's
house?
That's not the thing I'd want.
It's weird.
Anyway. So, great trip though.
There's like a Jewish kid. Loved it. They pay him a buck. He just squeezes the chicken. You're doing a great job.
A buck. Peter's plagued with guilt.
Shekel. Yeah. Shekel. Shoot. I was so close. I felt like there was a bit there. It was a shekel bit.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
All right. Well, let's jump into questions. Cool. How's your pregnancy? Has it changed since the last show?
Not at all.
Hey, are you having a boy or a girl?
Still don't know. Darn it. Okay, great. Darn it.
Wow.
Been so this long. Is from
so many chances.
The Reverend Jesse
Jackson.
Oh.
Higginbotham.
That's not a real name.
Yes, it is. Don't and use it's my awesome. Name. It's Higginbotham.
Oh, and the font says that's my real name.
Higginbotham. Yes, he Associate. Is serious about it.
All right, what do we got?
Now, Jesse, this Jesse is a woman.
I think that's correct.
J-E-S-S-I?
Yeah. I think
Wait, no
is.
E? No, not. Oh, it's mm-hmm. it's. Yeah.
You never
oh,
it's
know.
It's kind of throwing. Now it's throwing me off.
You never know.
It's First Presbyterian Church of Delray Beach in Delray Beach, Florida.
Oh, man. I hope this is right.
I have a question for the podcast. If you're planning a youth retreat, but you don't have anyone to lead music or singing, what would you do as an alternative?
Great question.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'd view that as an opportunity to find a guest musician and get your act together. That's
Or have like a student maybe be able to step up and.
Or what are creative ways to not use music? That is a neat opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to sing all the time.
Of course
I was going to say maybe don't.
Music's overrated. No one enjoys it.
Oh, no.
I mean, just look at album sales of Christian contemporary artists. They're in the toilet. That's
Music isn't a universal language.
You know what it is?
Reaches no one.
Oh, and the Bible says that's the only way to worship, right, did senior pastor?
Yes. Oh, no.
That's exactly what it says.
I bet you if you
Philippians chapter 5.
I bet you if you went three weeks at your church and just worshiping through singing and not giving... You
sing a different song.
It's happening. It's the Lord's will.
It's happening.
Those shekels stop rolling in, and
your roosters are crowing at home.
Let's just end the
Out
show.
Out of both ends.
Let's just end the show. Drop the mic. The mics are expensive. Don't drop them. But wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you have to have singing every time you're together.
No.
Of course.
Yeah.
Scripture reading and prayer, and even I think even like writing out prayers in silence would be really, really difficult for teenagers to sit in silence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That could be beautiful. It could backfire, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
literally.
The church that Hillary and I go to, they have a prayer wall.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of, I saw you putting a little prayer in a prayer wall. Did you do that?
I did.
You had your yarmulke on?
I did.
You have to have your head covered. Yeah.
And that's an act of worship. I think that's really cool. People take some time and they write their prayers out and put it in. You can be more clever with your teaching if you have extra time. You can do some experiential stuff.
Yeah.
Or you can play some track music to Supertones.
That's worshipful.
I was going to say, who doesn't love to worship to a trumpet?
Lots of
Salvation Army is very, very into trumpets.
Yeah. Super Don't Strike Back.
There's some cool opportunities to do different stuff there.
Yeah.
I agree, Hillary.
Thank you.
Hey, don't, because you're so sick, don't touch your microphone, Doug. That's gross.
I'm not really that sick. I'm about a 7.8 right now.
Producer Elliot, is his microphone clearly marked? Because I don't want to use that next week. Thank you.
Wow. Now, Dad, sign me up.
It'll be marked with leprosy. This is not.
A dollar for every time.
A shekel?
Yeah, leprosy.
It's the Shekel Show, brought to you by.
I should have said that.
This is totally.
All right, here we go. Doug, Josh, Katie, Jason, Matt. Sorry you got canned. I'm a new DYM member.
Yes.
And I'm loving all the benefits of having the membership, as you should.
Absolutely.
I have been in youth ministry for 10 years now, and I love every moment of it. However, I got my master's a little over a year ago at apu.edu.
Oh, free trips for everybody.
Not really, but should have. And I thought that would bring significant financial benefits. I have been at my current church for about 4 years now and love the church and the people that I serve, but I'm concerned that I may need to begin looking for another position that pays me on par with my master's degree. Also, my wife feels called to full-time ministry as well, but the church where I'm currently serving does not seem interested in compensating her for the 40 hours of work that she does for free for the church as a whole, not just with me in youth ministry. So with that, I have two questions. What advice would you give someone who is underpaid and knows that they could do the same ministry somewhere else and get compensated much better? How common is it for the churches to hire a husband and wife combination on staff at a church? You can read my name, but please don't read my last name, which I didn't. And I'm not even going to say where this person's from. Let's just say Mid-America. That's what I like to say. Will you all be doing a live show at the Orlando Youth Pastor Summit? No, that was last week.
Sorry.
Missed it.
Yeah.
I will be there and love to ride the Hulk with Doug and Josh at Universal. That would be fun.
It was. The Hulk ride was closed the day we were there.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was a bummer.
I've been on it. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks for all the ideas and encouragement that I've gotten from all four of you from listening to the web show. So it's a money question.
That's awesome.
All right.
Wow.
Great. That well, I zoned out for half of it, so someone else go first and I'll tag on.
Well, for me, it comes back a lot to calling. So, I think at every one of every person's stage or career, they can say, oh, there's probably somewhere I could get paid more or get better benefits or something else. But you really got to pray into that, I think, and stop and listen, be still. And ask God, do you have me here? Am I released? If God's calling you somewhere, also there's the issue of the degree, and sometimes churches just don't recognize that and honor that, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of tough luck.
If you realize that you are richer because you have that degree, you're a better pastor, better youth worker, better servant of God, undoubtedly, your skills have improved, your knowledge have improved. You are richer. You might not be getting paid more, which is a bummer. But I would say you're richer because of it. And so thank God that you have that and you can use that for the kingdom while you're called to youth ministry.
And if that's always going to be one of those things in the back of your mind, like you're ticked off that you're not getting compensated for that master's, I would say that, you know, maybe you need to go test the market because, you know, anybody can do your job. Okay. Anybody can do your job. But there's a lot of churches looking for good youth workers. So if you feel like, hey, maybe this church will hire me and my wife. Go poke around and see if somebody will hire you and your wife and test your hunch. Because a lot of people think they can make more money somewhere else when they really can't.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know that, you know, when I was here at Saddleback, there was a phrase, the more you earn, the more you learn, the more you earn.
That's nice.
I don't know necessarily if that was true, but I know that.
But it was a good slogan.
Yeah.
It's a great slogan.
It's a catchy phrase. It rhymes.
Yeah. No, it's very.
You almost want to repeat it.
Don't you think it's very Saddlebacky, very Rick Warren-ish?
APU, probably.
But so. I came from a church where I was at for 11 years that the pastor had an MDiv, but you never heard about the, you know, I mean, that's why I went to get an MDiv because he had one. And then when I came here and I was respected more because of my MDiv, just by the players that had already been there. It's part of one of the things I tell, you know, my kids. When you go to college, nobody's asking for your GPA.
Right.
You know, they want to know, do you have your degree? Because if you have your degree, you paid your dues. I mean, whether you got C's or A's, you paid your dues.
It says something about you. It's true.
Yeah. And so I would say that if you went to get your master's with the idea that I will now be paid more, and that's not happening at your church that you've been at for 4 years, I think it's worth a conversation before you bail.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's a fair expectation to expect the church to pick up your wife's salary, you know, unless there is a position that she's qualified for, and then throw your name in the hat.
I don't think churches are, especially churches that are trying to hire a youth pastor, I don't think they're ever looking to hire two
a
people
pair
and
of
when
people.
You interview the youth the person that wants it, oh, your spouse also, can we have a full-time job? What I was going to say is I think you could add some value to create a job description for what the wife is doing for 40 hours and say like, hey, you know, this is what she's doing and can she be compensated part-time, 20 hours, 10 hours, whatever. Start with something. If she's getting nothing, start with saying, hey, she's working 40 hours, and this is all volunteer, but can we create something? We would go out and hire an administrative assistant anyway to do this stuff and pay him this much. How come we wouldn't honor that also? I mean, you got to present that stuff.
To be willing to say, you know, because for years here, we didn't hire spouses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, a church policy.
Oh, it was
yeah.
policy.
And so I think it's since I've left, it's changed.
Yeah, right? It feels like there have been a bunch enough exceptions that it's now not a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, that may also be a thing, too. That,
yeah.
You know.
And if it becomes a thing, I would say consider taking some steps back. Maybe not volunteering 40 hours a week. If it's like I can't do this if I'm not getting paid. Okay, that's fine. And taking some steps back. Yeah. And I think, too, considering the people that you're called to, where, like, when as he's praying over this, he or she, shoot. Oh, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Matt.
We don't know the name.
I'm guessing it's a he.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Matt with an I.
Matt's probably, yeah. Well, it depends on how
and he talked about
it.
His
yeah.
wife, so I'm guessing.
Oh, duh. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yes, it's correct.
A, you know what? You know, this is only
I
your
just,
second show.
I just all of a sudden I had a minute. Yeah.
Your second show.
There were this so many letters
and
in a row.
I didn't really build you up this show. Last show I talked about you being one of the greatest youth workers ever.
I can totally slack on this one. It's so good. Yeah, consider the people that you're called to. So if this is as you're praying and God's going, okay, no, these are the people that I want you to be with, then stick that out a little bit
and
longer.
I feel like you've experienced that.
I have.
Because as I talked on the last show, when I introduced you to Katie, I just said, Katie, you cannot hire her. But yeah. I know you have been offered positions from other people, and there's Mariners has a lot of different campuses.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you are somebody who feels called to that specific church.
That was an experience that I had. It was like these are my people.
That's yeah. amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
I love that place.
It's yeah. great. Yeah. And you didn't get more money.
I did not.
No, but you did get pregnant.
I did.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So I'm richly blessed.
That's right. That's right. Uh-huh. Blessings don't always come in monetary. That's what I tell Josh all the time. Josh, quit thinking like that.
Stop asking for it.
Yeah, he always wants to raise the price of the membership.
Like, no. Josh.
I'm going to keep it the cheapest membership in the history of youth ministry.
I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
I
every Monday night.
Don't believe
like, that's
him.
The
don't
first thing
him.
On his agenda.
Well, now I have
How
a Del Taco
sell it
gift
so
card.
Cheap?
So now
you know what I'm going to do with my Del Taco gift card?
What are you
I just
do?
Thought about that. I'm going to set the challenge that I'm going to give mine to Elliot.
Oh,
I think
my
you should give yours to
goodness.
John, but you don't have to. You don't
oh,
have to.
That's a great idea. Oh,
John
I already gave it
John
away.
John just
Hillary.
Ate
Sorry.
Some pizza.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, John is our video guy.
John does video. Elliot does sound.
Elliot does everything. He's the guy.
And
He's
Allison the... tells us if it's like the show like needs to wrap up, it's not good.
Yeah.
Right. She's the law firm. She's the law firm, too. Elliot.
I love Del Taco.
Did we already say this?
Oh,
Elliot.
What a gift horse.
He's so right
what a
in front
gift horse in
Doug.
The mouth.
Ding, ding.
Right in front of him.
Wow. So is he looking a gift horse in the mouth?
Did we already acknowledge the fact that Elliot is one of the volunteer leaders
on the last
show.
Teams? Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah. I mentioned that.
I thought it was the pre-show discussion of
there is no
stop
pre-show
talking.
Discussion.
Save it for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's all
they're very serious about that. You guys are so serious.
Real serious.
In general.
We
in
prep
general.
These shows so hard.
Have you ever listened to one of the shows before?
Yeah.
Oh, don't
yeah.
put her on the spotlight.
Yeah, I do. No, I do. No, I remember when it was Youth Ministry Garage, when it was in your garage.
That's old school.
That helped
right there.
Me a lot when I first got started.
Good. But now that you're a great youth
now,
leader,
I'm like,
now that you're
I
a big
forget
deal.
These. No. You guys are so, always help. You always help.
All right.
All right, you got
did we
card.
Did we talk?
Yeah.
Did we do the money enough?
Yeah.
Allison, did we answer his money question enough?
That's a tough question.
Yeah,
I think so too.
It is tough, but you don't want to live in that bitterness. So
agreed
don't
on
want
that.
To live in the
communicate,
bitterness.
Communicate though before you make big talk. Get a few conversations in with the leader before you pull the trigger on something.
Before you have the decisive. I'm
here's
out.
The principle in 291 shows. We've said it a bunch of times. Nobody cares more about your salary than you.
Exactly.
So
that's true.
Nobody cares more about
that's
it.
True.
So nobody's going to, very rarely are your supervisors going to come up to you and say, I think you're underpaid. You know, you have
and
to
we've always
that.
Said the more you learn, the more you
Yes.
Right. Or at,
you'd say, I learn
at
a lot.
Mariners Church, what they say is we pay an opportunity.
Oh. We're,
right,
we're blessed with opportunities.
Wow. What kind of crap is that?
Mariners.
The more
is
you
great.
Know, the more you get paid. That's what I.
Yeah.
That's what.
All right. Man. Here's the rough one. This is tough.
Here it is.
All right, Justin. Yeah. All you.
I'll try to keep this short. When I married my wife, she had a child, Kaylee. Kaylee was 5 when I met my wife. Since then, I've adopted her. The high school years were rough. I heard a lot of I hate yous. We made a lot of mistakes. My wife and I weren't on the same page. I was / am a workaholic. Typical youth minister crap. When Kaylee was 18, she moved out. She went through hard times. She chose to sleep in her car instead of coming home because we would not let her boyfriend move in too. This isn't sleeping in the car on the beach like you might have in Southern California. This is sleeping in the Walmart parking lot in Ohio. However, the day she moved out, our relationship improved. We became friends, dad and daughter. Finally, she moved home and her boyfriend broke up. Life has been good. The ministry is great. My boss encourages me not to be a workaholic. Kaylee, my daughter, started dating a new boy. His parents are Amish, but he isn't. He has a good relationship with his parents and a strong work ethic. He believes in God and will come to church with us. Not sure he loves Jesus, though. After giving a great talk, well, probably more like a B, on purity and forgiveness of past, I come home from a long weekend of youth ministry. My daughter and her boyfriend told me she was pregnant. We are sad and excited. Kaylee said some very kind words about her upbringing. She was relieved how supportive we have been. Okay?
Wow.
That's the story. Now, here's the question. Wow. I'm having a hard time. I feel like I can't lead. I'm sure that I probably should not have been leading back when Kaylee was in high school. Your thoughts? It's hard to challenge people to follow God when your family isn't. One, our youth group is strong, 140 kids in a church of 600. I can't explain it. I'm over 40, so I know this isn't because I'm young and cool. I feel like I get the benefits of the doubt because of the results. Two, God is amazing. Your advice. Thanks, John.
Wow.
Oh, my.
There's a lot of stuff in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. The enemy loves to just attack and just say you're disqualified in any way he can. I mean, I think every youth worker out there can relate to that, to say that at one time that something going on in their life, they felt disqualified, or they felt, how can I lead? How can I teach this lesson on this subject? And I mean, the same principle applies. I mean, if there was a qualification for ministry, we would all be out. Every one of us would be disqualified. But the fact of God's grace that he chose us when we were dead and called us to life and called it to be heirs and sons and daughters, when he calls us to serve his kingdom, and to actually partner with him in kingdom building, it's all grace. And I would just encourage, is this anonymous?
No, it's John.
John. I would encourage John, just sit in that grace. Don't let the enemy get inside your head or even whisper in your ear. Just cut it off, rebuke it, and say, you know, God has called you to lead today, and he's given you this ministry. He's reconciled the relationship with Kaylee, right? Mm-hmm. So that's beautiful. That's the beautiful part of the story. And so the fact that she's hearing now that the support from her father and that there's a relationship there, that's worth more than any of this. And so because a lot of instances I've dealt with, when someone goes off and gets pregnant, I've heard parents use this language everywhere they go. They're embarrassed and they're ashamed and that they don't want to. They're not happy about this at all, and it's going to be their grandchild. You got to wonder, is that kid going to be marked their whole life because these parents are embarrassed? That's just, that kind of stuff is terrible. That's not the heart of God stuff. So anyway, just continuing in grace and communicating grace and living in grace is good.
That's good. You know, the reality is Kaylee's 18. And so as parents, you know, Hillary, you're going to be a parent in 6 months?
Six days.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah. Fast forward.
You know, you do your best and you have faith that what you're doing is the right thing. I mean, good parents, you know, they'll continue to learn and they'll continue to, you know, read Intentional Parenting and watch the video series by Doug and Kathy Fields.
Right. Which is so good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But then still at the end of the day, kids make their own choices.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a reality. You can't control your kids' choices. So you do your best as mom and dad. You pray, you lead them in the way that you think they should go. But there's something mysterious about parenting. So, you know, I mean, I look at my kids and I go, as of now at 27, 24, 21, they love their family. They're walking with the Lord. They love church, Jesus. But you know what? They can make their own decisions and do wacky things if they want to. And it doesn't take anything away from, you know, me as a leader right now, or, you know, my message. Some of the best, you know, some of my spiritual heroes have kids who have gone wacky. And it wasn't like John points back to something that I think, you know, it'd be interesting to evaluate, his workaholism. and what that did.
You know, stood out to me too.
Does that, was he putting the ministry above his child? But if he was, he can't live in guilt in that. Like you said, Jason, you know, he confesses that. Mm-hmm. He sees the error in his way, and then he redeems that by being an incredible grandpa who, you know, continues to love his child and his grandchild, you know, with the time that he's got. But, you know, anybody who is putting your ministry above your family, you're doing it wrong. And so, you know, you got to make some decisions related to that, or, you know, there will be consequences of that.
Well said.
There's a lot of movement in this story too. It doesn't start one way and continue to stay the same way. Mm-hmm. And he's pointing all this stuff out. I'm hearing it obviously as an outsider and going, there's tons of things that are happening here. And there's a lot of redemption. There's a lot of change. And he's offering and extending a lot of grace to her and being able to accept that same grace and go, I don't know this yet, but I know I will know this very personally, that parents are very connected to what their kids do as part of, as reflection of their parenting. And I can't imagine how difficult that is, but also it sounds like she's also kind of doing great. I mean, yes, there's some things that are happening, but, you know, there's all this change in relationship and a lot of movement.
Some of the most spiritual kids in your youth group that are getting together and dating and praying together, like as youth pastors, we go, this is great. What a godly relationship. They're praying together, which is one of the greatest forms of intimacy, which then leads to making out, which then leads to hormones, which then leads to all of a sudden I left my boundaries at the door.
Yep.
And you could have one of your spiritual giants get pregnant. And you're like, everybody was pointed everything in the right direction.
I've seen it happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you go, that there's a lot of forces at work there.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, you're pretty quiet on that one. Were you thinking of your own daughter there?
I was.
Yeah.
I was. You know, she's 11, going on 16.
Yeah.
And definitely internalizing that, going, man, that is just, that's tough.
Yeah.
Just my heart breaks for their family. But God is all about taking the tragedy of our lives and this, where we fail and where we mess up, and making something beautiful out of it. So I love that he's asking this question. I love that he's pushing himself into those dark places that we'd like to pretend don't exist, and getting better and seeing God work in this. I don't know. Yeah. I think I can see why God's blessing his ministry.
Well, I would say I want John to not just go, you know, I was and am a workaholic. And, you know, nobody says that with alcohol or drugs. Mm-hmm. You know, you know, I was and I, you know, like, and I'm putting a little bit of tone into that. But, you know, we somehow take workaholism and we neuter it. We make it simpler. We make it less offensive. We make it less aggressive than maybe alcohol or drugs or something like that. And, you know, kids' family needs time. And if they can't have time, you know, they're going to, somebody's going to struggle and there'll be consequences related to that. So I would say in all of this, John, you know, hold the mirror up. You've given grace. Great restoration. As you said, Hillary, the story's not done. But also, hold the mirror up and make sure you address that broken part of you that is working for validation, that you bring an end to that so that you have the space and the grace to be a great dad and grandparent.
And how cool is it that God's put another child in his life while he's still young?
Yeah.
And he won't make the same mistake again.
Yeah.
What a beautiful chance to redeem this story.
You know, with the grandkids. If you ever got to visit the campus at Saddleback and see the refinery, the student building, a lot of the stuff around here, you would see, you know, like when you walk into the refinery, you get to see my name on it, but you don't see the name of Tim Loza.
Right.
And Tim Loza is the guy that actually built it. He's the guy that handcrafted this whole thing. And Tim and Teresa Loza were this girl. They were teen pregnancy. And they're probably 60 now. She looks like she's 40.
Yeah.
But they're probably 60. They're incredible parents. They're great grandparents. And it's one of those teen pregnancy stories that, you know, turned out wonderful and was redeemed.
Yeah.
So, you know, and your daughter and she marries this guy, they can definitely have a bright future in front of them. That's what we believe as kingdom people.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Well, and I shared that in a message a couple of weeks ago about like talking about how people just like figure they're throwing away their whole life because just such bad stuff has happened.
Right.
It's like God is in the business of restoration. Yeah, that's what he does. That was the big point of the sermon, of restoration, reconciliation, and redemption. He does it all, and he's only he can do it. And we don't believe it because the world doesn't operate that way. Mm-hmm. The world says if your TV's broke, throw it out and go buy a new one at Costco. If your couch is old and, you know, we don't, even that idea of restoration, we don't even think of let's restore this couch or this chair. It's like, let's just throw it away. Mm-hmm. God's in the business of
rebuilding. And how long that takes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hard work.
Strong.
It's good. Okay, I was going to read another question. Forget it.
No, that's
good.
It.
That's good, Andy.
That's it. That's
right there. We've got good questions. And we'll continue to answer them. Send them in to webshow@downloadyouthministry.com.
That's
webshow@downloadyouthministry.com. And here's the deal. If we don't get to one of your questions, it has really nothing to do with your question. It was either, you know,
repetitive.
We've done it like in the last four episodes or whatever, 10 episodes. I feel like, oh, that's we've answered that a bunch. Or B, Josh wanted to raise the price of the membership, and you're not a member, so we really
become a member. We'll read your question. Yeah. It's simple
guaranteed.
As that.
Yeah,
I love it.
All right,
good show. That was
Hillary,
much better than
thank
Hillary's.
You for
Hillary.
Sitting
thanks
in.
Thanks for having me. This was
thank
the
you
best.
For sitting in.
You
Katie,
guys are fun.
Katie is the queen.
She is
but
the queen.
You can be queen junior.
Thanks.
That's a princess.
Yeah. I will say.
No, is that what
princess is like?
If I had a
in America,
shekel,
we call that.
If I had a shekel for every time somebody's.
Called you a princess.
Yeah. So this is worth the shekels that you paid for it, for
right.
sure.
So,
it's, free. It's free.
Elliot, thank you for
shekels, guys. The membership.
Wow. Hey, let me give this to Elliot so he can back.
Enjoy that. Nice catch.
You spend that at Del Taco.
YM360, you guys are the best. Thank you for supporting our show. If you want any camps or quality curriculum, go to YM360. And Leader Trek, same. They're the best and such good friends of ours. The Holy Land trip is included in your tuition at APU.
So exciting.
And
go to APU.
Orange, we're going there next week.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
See you at Orange.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay.